Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back at 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us this morning. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Sam Norwood is our guest and our old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's with Tatum CFO Partners, and he's here with some good news, I think. Sam, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's really fun to be back when the news is as good as it seems to be from our survey.
Well, it's we've weathered the storm. You and I have reported the truth. It wasn't always pretty, but we've reported the truth over the last several months and actually maybe a couple of years or so we've done this. But now it's starting to look like the light at the end of the tunnel is not a freight train coming at us, Sam.
It looks like the freight train is with us right now. Sometimes the stars get aligned and things have fallen into place, Jim, starting really with the reduction of uncertainties back in March.
Yeah.
We went through a period in 2002 was such an odd time. We went through all the corruptions of the scandals and so forth with and that kind of took the wind out of our sails and our confidence overall. The geopolitical issues that developed during the year and were at their worst and lowest at the time in the early part of this year. And we think we're looking back now at March as being the low, the 1st of March.
Mm-hmm.
And by the 1st of April, we saw the beginnings of things looking a little better with an increase in, decrease in uncertainty and the beginnings of confidence coming back. And May, the 1st of May, we saw greater confidence, and the 1st of June, we're seeing not only confidence but a lot of other signs that indicate to us we're on a good track, and the near-term future looks really good.
Well, I'm certainly happy to hear you say that. And what I want you to do right now, though, is take a moment and remind the audience where this good news is coming from, how you guys collect it.
Yeah, Tatum Partners has two parts, Tatum CFO and Tatum CIO for information officers. And we fulfill the roles of chief financial officer and chief information officer. And in those roles, we have about 400 partners around the country in 30 markets serving businesses of all kinds, and we do a monthly survey of these partners and ask them some very simple, straightforward questions. These are not economists. These are people where the rubber meets the road in business, and we're asking them about business conditions. In the past 30 days, have business conditions improved, stayed about the same, or gotten worse? And looking out to the next 60 days, are business conditions in your view and in the company that you're working with looking better, worse, or about the same? And then we have some follow-up questions to that. And we publish this survey every month during the first week of the month on our website. And that website is TatumPartners.com, www.TatumPartners.com. And so any of your audience can go to that website and pull up the details of what we're talking about here. But this survey is the result of our polling our some 400 partners, both chief financial officers and chief information officers of companies around the country.
Well, one of the reasons I like to have Sam report this, folks, besides the fact that he's a really cool guy, is the fact that these people that he's polling are people out there who are taking orders. They're filling orders. They're hiring people. They're borrowing money. They're buying stuff. And they're in the marketplace. They're not at the very high end of the economy like the Fortune 100 companies. Now, they're not at the very low end of the economy like a mom-and-pop shop. But they're kind of in the middle there. And that's really where I think that we're getting a good indication of what's going on in the marketplace. And that's the reason I like I liked their report because it's not an economist's report. As he said, it's a business person's report. And one of the things that you guys point out here is that you're seeing a lot of excitement in the small business sector, especially in the $5 million to $20 million annual sales range.
Right, Jim. We actually serve companies of all size, well, let's say up to about $2 billion in sales. But our sweet spot is the under $100 million, and that's where most of our business is in the 10, 20, 30, 40, and $50 million sales range for businesses. We do have some very embryonic and startup businesses, primarily with private equity groups. But so we have businesses of all size. And
Stand by, Sam. We need to take a quick break here, folks. We're going to take a quick one and be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum CFO Partners. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We got more to come. We're back. 17 till. Let me remind you, Matty Dykewald is going to be with us in just a little bit in the next hour, and we're going to talk about some of the cycles that we go through in our lives. And one of the things I think she's got on her mind is what's happening to the retirement, the folks who are thinking about retirement right now. That's coming up in the next half hour. We're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood right now. He's with Tatum CFO Partners, and we're talking about the survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that they conduct once a month and that Sam delivers to us here once a month on this show. Sam, one of the things that you guys, that I see on your report is that there's consistently more optimism about the near-term outlook than any other time in the past year. And you say that improvements are expected in employment and order backlogs and capital expenditure commitments. That's good news for the economy, isn't it?
It's really good, Jim, and for all three to be hitting as strongly as they are is a little unusual. Typically, commitments for capital expenditures and the hiring are lagging indicators, but they popped up very early in what we see as the early part of the cycle, and it tells us that business is ready to spring at the opportunity. Even during the time in the last 2 years or more, even when we've been in what we might, certainly most of us think of as a sluggish economy, we've been working at our productivity. We've had no pricing power, so what can we do? Mm-hmm. We reduce costs, and as a result of that, the employment side has been a very weak part of our economy because we've all been, as business people, cutting back on our employment. Now as business picks up, our productivity has greatly improved, and so we think profitability looks pretty good, and we're ready to spring on projects when our confidence is restored, the uncertainty of the outlook is fading away, and here we are with low interest rates, and what makes money available? It's not just low interest rates and money being around, but the willingness of investors to invest and lenders to lend matters a lot, and this restoration of confidence and reduction of uncertainty are influential in that. So our CFO partners are saying money is getting easier to obtain. Lenders are lending, and, well, all we have to do is look at the stock market to see about investors willing to invest. The market is up strongly.
The Dow went over 9,000 last week.
Yep.
How much do you – now, I know one of the things that Tatum CFO Partners has been very much involved in has been lobbying Congress to improve – the tax picture, the tax situation for emerging businesses. How big a deal do you think it is that the new tax law quadruples the direct expensing level from $25,000 to $100,000 annually?
Well, we think that's very good news.
Tell us, remind us what that's all about.
Yes. Well, if a company spends money on capital expenditures, and smaller companies, for a smaller company, $100,000 is a pretty big commitment to capital expenditures. Normally, you would have to write that off over the life of the asset. And we've been allowed to write off against taxes $25,000, and with the new tax bill, it's going to be $100,000. And so we think that this will encourage all businesses, but particularly the small ones, to go ahead and make those capital commitments. And a lot of those capital commitments that will be made have to do with technology. And there are a lot of smaller companies in technology. So the good news from a business perspective is that we believe that projects and for upgrading information systems and for upgrading the technological aspects of a business, are that aspect looks pretty good. And and any other capital goods kinds of businesses in the $100,000 or less range should get a nice boost from this aspect of the tax law.
Well, and one of the things I'd like to remind people about, and I've written about this, I've written articles about this, and I've talked about it on the show a number of times, Sam, and that is that if you finance the item that you're able to directly expense and you're profitable, you could actually it could become a cash flow positive transaction, couldn't it?
Well, it could, and naturally, you want to make capital expenditures in your business that make great sense for your business.
Right.
But this is a an added incentive to, if you're on the margin, you know, wavering, you know, should I do this? Should I make this commitment? Then it can tip the balance in favor of going ahead and doing it. And for businesses that supply businesses with services and goods that go into the structure, the infrastructure of a business, this is very good news.
Sam, I don't want to rain on our parade here, but everything's not rosy. What are the negatives out there that we need to work on?
Well, there's certain industries that are still lagging. Certainly, hospitality and travel are areas that we see great lagging. The overall ebullience that we see otherwise in the market. Also, Europe is beginning to turn down. They're going through a hard time, and they may be slipping into recession. And in Asia, we see there's been a reduction of flights going into Asia. Everybody has been concerned about SARS, the disease. And so we think the SARS is declining right now, and the engine of growth of the world is the U.S. economy, and we believe the U.S., if it takes off, that it'll pull Europe back out. But those are the sort of the clouds right now as we see it.
But they won't pull Europe back out as long as the dollar's weak, and when we come back, I want to get you to give us a little report on that. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum CFO Partners.
I'm just beginning to see.
We're back at 7 till. Sam Norwood is our guest, and he's our good friend from Tatum CFO Partners. We're talking about the most recent survey that he's conducted. He and his organization has conducted of about 400 business managers across the country in the United States, and what they see the economy is looking like now and what they're looking at it as being over the next 60 days. And basically, the news is good, folks. They're positive about what's happening. There are more winners than losers, and they're excited about what's coming up. And Sam, I want to talk about that in just a minute, but before we do, I promise we talk about the currency situation. Right now, the dollar has weakened against foreign currencies, and that's good for our exporters, but it's not good for our friends and some of our so-called friends in other parts of the world who want to sell their stuff to us. But don't you think that right now, it's part of the excitement that you guys are measuring is coming from a weaker dollar?
In part, Jim, if we are exporters, some of our businesses have aspects that are export, okay? And so export businesses are helped when the dollar is weak. Importers are hurt when the dollar is weak. And we import a lot from Asia, probably a good deal more now from Asia, at least in hard goods, than in Europe. And so the decline of the dollar relative to the euro in Europe has hurt on our European imports. I mean, yes, it hurts on European imports. It helps us on European exports. but it has not been quite as bad in our imports from Asia. And secondly, these things go in sort of waves. And last week, interest rates were reduced in Europe, and that will help bring the currencies back into alignment. What happens is that when one's notice that our interest rates are very, very low right now, and so for a world currency trader, why would they want to put their money into the United States where the interest rates are so low? Now, Europe last week has reduced their interest rates, and it brings it more into alignment, so that now a euro costs us $1.17 instead of $1.20. Mm-hmm. And I'm not into predicting which way these things are going to go, but what I would say to you is that that over a period of time they even out, and maybe the European interest rates, as they slump, will continue to decline, and as a result of that, the currencies will come back more into alignment.
Mm-hmm. Sam, let's talk about the future. And now your report only goes out 60 days, right?
Yes, we're sort of what you'd call really near term.
Well, but what you guys are predicting fits with the other people in our brain trust, like the folks at Kiplinger, with what they're saying long term. They're measuring. Kiplinger's predicting that we do okay for the rest of 2003, even though many of us were hoping for a better second half than we maybe will wind up having. But Kiplinger is saying that 2004 is really going to be we're going to be back to some pretty strong growth, you know, approaching the 3%+ range of growth.
Well, I'll say this, that I would agree with that, and our because there are so many things lining up right now, my feeling, I'll just say, is, and this is after reading our survey, and I read a lot of other material as well, and I'm out in the market talking to people, and it is that the surprises are, in my judgment, far more likely to be happy surprises than negative surprises in terms of how things fall into place over the next 6 to 9 months. This doesn't come out of our survey, but it comes out of general knowledge of how things work and what I see in terms of how things are lining up right now. And I say that with the caveat that, you know, we have not had a major negative surprise or that of the type that
right.
that have hurt us in the last several years. And we hope that we'll remain in our good situation that way.
Sam,
everything's falling into place right now, Jim, to give us the legs that we need to sustain this.
Sam, the problem though is unemployment went up to a high of a 9-year high last month, and so that's the next thing that we need to work on, and that's going to be lagging behind everything else, isn't it? I got about 20 seconds.
Well, it will, but bear in mind that unemployment is a ratio of those who are looking for employment relative to those who are not finding it.
Right.
So we believe that, at least I think that since we saw last month an upturn in our employment statistics, it looks to us as though people looking for employment may be rising faster than the opportunities, but the opportunities are developing too.
That's right, Sam. Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you next time. Jim Blassingame, I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.